Seconds for the first call to come through, when the building lost the network on a Tuesday afternoon. Adam's already heading for the door, to the SEH server room on the tech support floor. Today's not turning out as planned, his cell phone's really getting jammed. Strategies meeting on the 43rd floor, where the PowerPoint curtains ain't closing no more. They can't reach the network or the public shared drive, and in the finance office it ain't worth being alive. The marketing manager's pawn has frozen on his screen, and his expression, well, it's forlorn. And in the end, they all just blame Adam for a fault in Detroit, a hemisphere away. But it's so easy to always blame Adam for a 7-point clusterfuck on a boring day. And after a call queue that lasts a few eons, with others on hold like the Thames Barrier flow, Adam is told that we've got a problem, and he calls his manager to let the world know. But there ain't no outage in the States, gonna be any relief to the fellow inmates. And in the end, they all just blame Adam for an unknown problem that they don't understand. I've got no Google, they protested Adam. I need my Hotmail and YouTube to hand. But he camps in the woods at the weekends, where the cell signal can't call his name. He zorbs with his mates down some hillside, where he's billions of miles from their blame. He does lighting for poets and rock bands, and he even gets into their songs. On weekdays he's the support guy, the one you blame when it all goes wrong. Just before four, but Adam works on for half an hour. and I'm because nobody rang to say that everything was fine. But some twat hit the fire bell, that's the end of the line. Alan has to empty out the floor. He's H&S for the area to add to the score. So in the end, they all just blame Adam for stalling their meetings to call out their names. He may show up present, but still they blame Adam for quality of some biscuits and the solitaire games. And in the end, they all just blame Adam for a fault in Detroit, a hemisphere away. But it's so easy to always blame Adam for a 7-point clusterfuck.